So the Lost Villages Project started way before either of our times here at KUCB. It originated out of a project that Ray Hudson and Rachel Mason were involved in, and Ray was going around and collecting oral histories of elders who had lived in different villages, and Patty Gregory came along and said, "My dad has really been talking about how he wants to go back to McCutcheon. Is there any way that we can bring these people who lived in these villages and then were forcibly taken from their homes by the U.S. government and not given any support to go back? Is there some way that we can take them back and they can go see these places again?" And so that question sparked a project that went on to visit the four lost villages, villages that don't exist anymore because of the events of World War II, and take both people who survived the war and grew up in these villages, as well as some of their descendants, to see these places again, or for the first time.
And over the last 10 years, quite a few of those people have gone on these trips and spent time in McCutcheon and Kashiga and Borka and Attu, places that are really difficult to get to and that have, you know, tremendous significance. Zoe, you had the chance to follow along on the last of the trips, the one to Attu in 2017. So what was it like on the island? What did everybody do when they finally got to this place that's really their homeland?
We were very lucky and we had amazing weather, which was great because one of the big emphases for all of the trips is having a ceremony and a memorial where a Russian Orthodox cross is planted at the site of the old church. And so we were able to have that and honor the village and the people who are from there. And then a big emphasis was on collecting grass to be able to bring it back for traditional basket weavers. So Attuan baskets were thought of as some of the finest baskets of the Aleutians, and part of that was because of the grass. So everybody chipped in and gathered bundles and bundles of grass. And so that was a big way that a lot of people spent their time and has paid forward. And there have been at least two baskets, I think, woven with that grass.
So you were there to witness as people really connected with this place that they're from, you know, interviewing them and filming the ceremony at the church site and trying to just record this rare and emotional experience. When did that turn into let's make a documentary?
Yeah, so there had been members from KUCB on every single one of these trips all along. And when we go on the trip, we're taking a spot away from a descendant or a survivor who can't go otherwise. So I think there's a really big responsibility, more so than other trips, in that you want to gather as much as possible because you're responsible for recording that and bringing it back for people who couldn't go, maybe people who aren't born yet, people who are never going to get the chance to go. So all along, there had been a lot gathered. And I think once every village had been visited, taking some of this footage that we had had and isn't totally accessible to people and putting it out there was of a big importance. But one of the things holding us back was funding. And so we were able to put together a grant internally in the station with Lauren Adams and Chrissy Rose as well. And we got a bunch of money from the Alaska Humanities Forum, from the Unalashka Corporation and the Aleut Corporation and the City of Unalaska and the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association. And with that money, it gives us more resources so that I could be taken off of my normal job doing radio. We could have an outside editor who helped us throughout the process and just make it so that we can move people around to get this project done.
Now that it is done, after so many years, what can folks expect to see in the final product?
Well, I think people in Unalaska are going to see a lot of familiar faces. So Patty Gregory is the person who made that first initial ask to Rachel Mason, and she wanted to know, is it possible to go back? My dad wants to go back. So you're going to see Patty. You'll see her dad, Nick Lukianoff Sr. Our narrator is Larissa Syverson. You'll also see people from elsewhere in the Aleutians. So we have the mayor of Atka, Crystal Dushkin. She's an Attu descendant, and she was on the trip with me. We're also going to see Ray Hudson, who's a much beloved former teacher here. Also, some people who actually lived in the villages. So Eva Trepanoff, who is a Kashiga resident, and George Gordeoff, also from Kashiga. There's so many people, it's like really hard to name them all. But people are going to be able to go see what these villages looked like. They're going to be able to hear from people who grew up in the villages. They're going to be able to hear from descendants about what going on these trips meant to them and what it's meant for their lives and their hopes for their kids. And I think it's just another window getting into some of the history of the Aleutians and of Unalaska and of the Yunnanah people.